my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Yes, for those of you that have stuck around in spite of the sparsity of these messages these days, because hey, we only put out what God gives us when He gives it to us. For those of you that are not fair weather fans, and you kind of end this with us for the long haul, greetings. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Good to be seen in the Spirit. Good to be known in the Spirit. Good to be among brethren and sisters and those that love our Savior, those that choose of their own free will to walk in light and truth and to know Him even as He has revealed Himself unto you. Oh, you know, it is a good day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto His name. You know, if you're struggling right now, and I know sometimes it gets a little difficult because some of the situations that you guys are in, but try to get back into the Word. Try to spend some time in prayer. Try to draw away and just get centered, get focused, get aligned. You know, there was an audio sometime back. It should be in the archives. We just talked about alignment, and it's in the title. So look for that one if you're curious. But if you can get aligned, there's a lot of things in this whole walk that are contingent upon what the Father does. But then there are some elements where you and I have free will that needs to be brought into play in order for certain things to happen. So things like you can do certain things to bring your body into alignment with the Spirit of God. You can do certain things to bring your mind into alignment with the Spirit of God. You can do certain things so that your spirit is tuned and is attuned to what God is saying to you and to His church and His people at this time. So those are areas where you and I have a role to play. We're not just floating along in this thing. There is something that you have that you can do to participate in making sure that you are right where you need to be in what God is doing. So, you know, on the line of the flesh and on the line of the body, you know, that's why, you know, here's a little bit of a giveaway. Just look at what the world tries so hard to get you to do, and it's probably the opposite of that. Is the direction that what God instructed His people to do. It's almost uncanny how it seems to work out like that. So when the world is telling everybody, yes, you should be in a drunken stupor and sleeping with everything that has a pulse, and God speaks about girding up your loins, about truth and trust and morality and that which has a blessing to it. You know, the irony is that when the world shows people this illicit lifestyle that it pushes forward, it only shows them that little tiny glimpse of fleeting pleasure that they might get for that moment by participating in their fallen state, by giving into the fallen nature. It doesn't show them any of the consequences that are ongoing, do not go away, that are long-standing suffering consequences for the stupidity of going the way of the world. You know, you got to be really dumb to go the way of the world. It's a place of ignorance. Because the thing about the world is that it's... Look... The thief comes not but for to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. So the people that go that way are going towards their own destruction, and they're choosing their own destruction. That's dumb. That's kind of... Okay. So, anyways. So, yes, if you are looking in this time for things to be making sense and for people to be making rational, good, logical decisions, it's going to be a little bit of a frustrating time for you to be alive, because the worlders can't think. They're crafty in and among themselves. They're crafty among other worlders, sure. But when it comes to actually being able to make a good decision, make a good choice, choose rightly, choosing life, and choosing that which would be a blessing, not just to others, but to their own lives, they can't. And they choose the path of their own destruction. Momentary pops, they get these little boosts for the decisions that they make, but ultimately it comes full circle, and you do reap what you sow. Oh my gosh, you do. And how many worlders I've even seen check out over these last years, kicking and screaming like little... I don't even want to insult a baby, because it's something... It's they do not meet their end well. They do not meet their end dignified. They do not meet their end and their departure from this life in a way that is fitting for a man, the way that is fitting for a woman. No, they kicking and screaming, scared of what they will end up going into. Because, you know, actually they should be. I mean, they should be scared. I mean, if you've turned your back on truth, if you've turned your back on the Creator, if you've destroyed the lives of other people for profit and for gain, if you have thwarted truth, if you have sought to destroy the people of God, if you have denied opportunity from those that are His... simply because they are His, and for no other reason than the fact that they have light and truth in them. Well, yeah, you should be afraid to die. You should be really afraid to... In fact, you shouldn't die. You better stay alive for a very, very long time. You better not die, and you better not get old. Because all the way... By the way, your system doesn't like old people either. Nope, young and immortal is what they want. And in that process, no, you better not die. Because when you die, now you face the unknown. Now you face that which you have turned your back on. And you can't bribe your way out. You can't cajole your way out. You can't talk your way out. That which is within you, that which has been there for your entire existence, and that which you've cultivated within your soul, is exposed and revealed for all eternity. So, you know, the thing about it is, like, it's not like, you know, you're going to even have to say anything. Because who you are will be clear, will be made manifest, will be visible. Look, things don't... It's going to work a little differently than you might think. So that said, this is your window of life. This is your window of time to choose. See, God, when He instructs people to choose this day whom you will serve, because He wants people to have life and their free will is engaged. And if they reject life, if they reject truth, they get the eternal consequences of that action. If they choose life, if they choose truth, if they choose Him, they get the eternal benefit of that choice. So, it's, you know, it's not that complicated, really. It's, there is nobody standing between you and and life. Christ Jesus is the door. You walk through Him. He is the gate. You, if you go into that place, if you exist spiritually in Christ Jesus, and you continue to move forward in that, hey, you're all right. You're going to be fine. Now, amidst this, yes, we're also in a time of incredible attack, and a time of incredible Well, just it's that mixture between stupidity, just demonic, just outrage, you know, evil, benevolent forces that just go after anything that is true, anything that's real, anything that has any semblance of God in it right now. And, you know, the thing that's interesting, too, is that, you know, God is allowing this to take place. You know, I mean, if, you see here, look, if God wanted this whole thing to be switched off, he just has to speak a word and it's over. Just like when Jesus said when he was going to the cross, he said, don't you know that, you know, all I got to do is just ask my Father, and in a moment he'll give me 12 legions of angels. But then how then would the scriptures be fulfilled? And so Jesus, in the situation that he was in, oh, he had an instant out if he wanted it. And one level of him did want that. He didn't want to go through on the natural. He didn't want to have to face what he would. But he submitted to what the Father's will and desire was. And he said, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And for you and I, that's the place. Not my will, but thine be done. So when we're in this thing right now, and this is a hard time, absolutely, granted, give it to you 100%, this is a hard time. But what a time. What a time to live in. What a time to be a part of what God is doing. You know, the key will be, Jesus said, to him who overcomes, the key will be in that overcoming process. You have to draw close. Draw nigh unto him. Draw close unto him. To press in. You know, you can't solve these issues and these problems and these situations in your own thinking, in your own mind, in your own cognitive ability. You won't be able to make certain things happen in yourself. And even with that, even if you're working towards natural solutions, there's still going to be a place where it's even within your soul that things are turbulent, that there is no rest, there is no peace. You know, I've been talking just to friends around the world recently, and so many of us, myself included, just regardless of the external situation, have been just turbulent within our spirits. Like, it just kind of like, there's just something stirred up, there's just something agitated, there's just something not right. So, you know, in those times where things are kind of like that, you can check. Look, just what you can do is you can press in with the Father and just check and see, you know, Lord, where am I at with you? Have I misstepped? Have I gone in the direction I shouldn't have? Have I displeased you in some way? Have I sinned against you? Check before the Father. Keep that connection clean. And the Spirit of God will reveal to you when you're off. He'll show you when you're off. And if he does, when he does, make that correction. But if not, then you're just in something that you need to overcome. You need to come through. You know, too often, see, the way the world works, the world wants out. God wants you to go through. The world wants the quick fix. The world wants, are we getting out of this? Are we coming out of whatever problem? No, God wants you to go through it and to come to the other side. And you know, so often there's things that the only way that you'll ever have a solution is, you know, you've got to go through it. if you're looking for the way out, the problem is if you haven't corrected the systemic problem that's there, you're going to end up back in the same thing again in a very, very short period of time. So I got friends that seem to get into bad relationships, for example. Well, look, if you don't adjust, and if you don't see why you keep doing the same thing, you're going to do it again. You know, I've got just the way people relate to their finances. Look, you know, I had a friend tell me one time, who's a very successful business person. He said, "You want to know the way to wealth?" So I was curious. I was like, "Yeah, sure, tell me." And he said, "Spend less than you earn, and do it consistently. Spend less than you earn and do it consistently." That does not sound like the American way, but it is wisdom. It is, you know, that's more or less that's God's way as far as working with people in, you know, what's inside the book of Proverbs, written by the richest man that ever lived. Oh, yes. So, no, there's so many principles that are in the Word, that are in the Scriptures, on how to live this life, and how to make it through, and how to, you know, as much as possible, be at peace, you know, within and without. But people choose to ignore the Word of God. People choose to reject the Word of God. And then there's even those that choose to keep and to do everything they can to keep the Word of God away from others so that they cannot receive the life that's therein. Those are the worst. Oh, gosh, they're terrible. But it's there for you. The Scriptures are there for you. God left and created and put those in the earth for you. You read them to your own strengthening. You read them to your own blessing. You know, I'll tell you what. If you don't have a Bible, there's even within the links that are on FaithMix, just go to Just Met Jesus, and there's a section there where you can, it'll link you up. You can just click on the link, and it'll take you to a place where you can get a free online Bible. And a whole set of study software and all kinds of things. Just use it. It's out there right now. For whatever reason in this window of time, we have access to the Word in a way that we haven't over generations. So, you know, take advantage of that which is there. Use that which is there. But, you know, that's because there's all this stuff is available like this at the same time. The enemy is working very, very hard to fluster people, to frustrate people, to aggravate people, to bring them to a place where they can't even think straight. And to keep them out of the Word. You know, for those of you that in the years past, you spent your time at the feet of God. Use the windows of time that God gave you to prepare yourself spiritually, even as He was encouraging you to do so. You know, sometimes you didn't realize maybe what you were doing, but you were pressing in and you were trusting Him. And in that process of doing so, you were digging in that foundation. It's going to help you so much in these days. It really is. It really, really is. And for those of you that are just coming on online right now and beginning your walk, look, if you hold on, if you remain in Him, He'll carry you through. He will. God is no respecter of persons. He'll carry you through, anyone that looks to Him. So, you know, it is a good time to be a part of what God is doing. You know, this race is, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Though it might seem to be. But this race in the realm of spirit, it happens a different way. And you have everything that you need to finish your race. You have everything that you need to overcome and to have victory in Christ Jesus. It's right there for you. But you got to see it differently. Don't look at it the way the world looks at it. And don't believe the lies of the enemy that are being thrown at you right now. You know, just heavy oppression against the minds of people and this desire to get them to think of themselves a certain way. A lot of depression recently. You know, if you've been going through a lot of depression recently, don't worry about it. It's commonplace. In fact, it's pretty much standard issue for people over this last window. It's something that's been affecting a lot of the body of Christ, period. So, don't let that one sink in too deep. Just realize that this too shall pass. And when you start feeling things like that, if you can get away with the Father and spend some time and just get aligned and bring that before Him, He'll give you some rest in that window. But there's a lot of things coming at God's people right now. The demonic activity is escalating. And as a result of the demonic activity escalating, you know, fine, let's take the gloves off. You know, these guys drew first blood, so, all right, you want to play? Let's play. But just realize that one of us can shut down a nation. One of us. Elijah was a man just like us, and he prayed. And he prayed, and what happened? Well, he shut down an entire nation. He wiped out an entire demonic priesthood. God responded to him in a powerful way and showed that he was his. And the ramifications of his life put shockwaves in the spirit that even his predecessor, even not his predecessor, his apprentice, the one that would come after him, Elisha, even his bones were so filled with the power of God that when a corpse touched them, that he came back to life. So, in this process, realize that you are connected to the source of power, of life, of truth, the one that knows, the one that sees. We're connected to the living Christ, the Savior. And He has saved you. He saved you. So, you know, you've already been saved through Yeshua. You've already been saved through Christ Jesus, who's brought you out. So now, we're here because He has for us to be here. We're here because this is now the window of time that He has for us to be about His business in this place, in this season. So don't look to your own affairs. Look to the affairs of... be about your Father's business and look to be a blessing to others as God would allow you to. We do what we can, where we can, when we can. But the results, all of those things are contingent on the Spirit of God. Be diligent in your affairs. Do what you can. Do all things as unto the Father. So don't be slack in what you do right now. If God gives you something to put your hand to, by all means, do that to the best of the ability that He gives you. you know, work hard, allow for the joy of the Spirit of God to flow through you into those situations. Because, you know, people also right now too, they need to know there's a way out. They need to know that there's a way out for them. And there is only one way out, which is Christ Jesus. There always only was one way out, which was Him. But now it's more pronounced. It's more pronounced now than ever before. It used to be that there was some wiggle room, people thought, because things didn't come crashing down so much. But nope. It's, the dark has gotten very dark, and the light shines brighter than ever right now for those that can see in the realm of spirit. God's people shine bright. You know, we go from this into shining like the stars. This is our transition period. You have nothing to worry about. Not a thing to worry about. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day to praise the Lord. Ah, yes. Now, don't worry. I'm serious. Don't worry. It's all good. Hey, all right. So, it's really nice to be back. It's really nice to be getting back into a groove. Love you guys. Praying for you. Hey, drop us an email. We would like to hear from you. faithmix@gmail.com. Let us know how you're doing out there. And we'll talk to you again real soon. Hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Keep praying for us. Talk to you later. Bye.